Well, it's Throwback Sunday here at the Rust and Culture Podcast, where we're going to take a look at what Russia's been up to last week. And before we go into that, though, there's something interesting that Donald Trump was in Dubuque just about an hour ago. And he evidently, folks, he evidently forgot who he was running against. I don't know how this could happen. He's not really that old, is he?
300 federal judges, three justices of the United States Supreme Court. But so Bernie never said, he never created a list. I have a list, so I take one from the list. People didn't like it, they don't vote for it, because that's, they say the most important thing that a president does is Supreme Court justices and judges.
You're not running against Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump. You're running against Joe Biden. You know, they say B12 helps with memory issues. They say B12 is really a miracle worker. I don't know if it's too late, but you're running against Joe Biden. But getting back to Rush Limbaugh here, folks. Getting back to Rush. My God, what a personality he is. And before we go into what he said last week, here's exactly why you have to take what he says with a grain of salt. The first thing you have to understand and just kind of refresh yourself with is the fact that Rush has made millions by drawing enemy lines between Americans. Rush has made millions and millions of dollars by dividing Americans for well over 30 years, folks. It's what's given him that beautiful mansion in Palm Beach. It's what's given him that life of luxury. It's almost sinful that he's been made rich by dividing Americans rather than uniting Americans. But this is what he does. And the first clip I want you to listen to here of what Rush said last week is this clip. And just listen how he characterizes Democrats and tries to say that they think patriotism is white supremacy.
She asked him to characterize his supporters.
Can you characterize your supporters?
Yeah, I think I can. People that love our country more than anything else, and they like to see our country thrive.
There you go. That is exactly it. Can you characterize your supporters? Now, Leslie Stahl thinks it's a bunch of hayseed hicks. Thinks they're a bunch of know-nothings.
I didn't say that.
Unsophisticated rubes. I don't know what she expected Trump to say, but, you know, even with people like Leslie Stahl, I have to tell you, it is considered, what's the word? It's considered boob-like to...
Boob-like?
To say, yeah, you love your country.
Really?
It really is. These are people that kind of raise their nose and make facial expressions at that.
What?
It's considered so...
Oh, come on.
Simpleton-like.
No.
It's not sophisticated. It's not forward-thinking. It's not modern. It's not current. Say you love your country is akin to patriotism. Patriotism, of course, is white supremacy, the way these people think.
No, come on, Rush. See, this is what I'm talking about here, folks. No, that's not what we think. I love my country. And, you know, it's just another way that he goes off the rails. So what he's doing here by equating patriotism with white supremacy, that's how he's telling his listeners how people of the left see patriotism. And that is not the truth. I mean, what could be farther from the truth? And you know, he thinks that he has the handle on patriotism. He likes to think that only Republicans are patriots and have patriotism. You know, folks, yeah, a lot of people in your family probably have had military service, very patriotic. People in my family have had military service. My God, they trace my family back. You've heard me say this before, all the way to Betsy Ross, for God's sakes. I mean, patriotism is not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's an American thing. If you're an American, by God, you're patriotic. And you believe in patriotism. But this is how he divides. And he goes on about it. And he's got another... Listen to this.
They are destroying our past. They're tearing down statues. They're tearing down every bit of evidence of our greatness from the past. They're doing everything they can to intimidate and frighten people into expressing support for anything positive.
Oh, no. No, no. Tearing down examples of our greatness? No, the Civil War statues where they supported slavery, that should not be confused with our country's greatness. That was one of our darkest hours, Rush. One of our darkest hours. And then he kind of continues into this.
And that's why we're in this
really
major knockdown, drag-out era in the history of our country. We don't have, even when it comes to the idea of family prosperity, individual prosperity, just doing well in life, doing well economically, we do not have anything in common on how to do it.
Oh, come on.
How to achieve it.
Oh, that's a joke. You don't mean that.
The left has totally devolved into identity politics and the belief that this nation is unfair, immoral, unjust, and needs to be basically erased and reconstituted.
No, that's wrong. I don't believe that. And nobody on the left believes that either, Rush. So quit trying to divide Americans with this rhetoric. We know it's how you make your paycheck, but it's basically sinful the way you try to do it. You're not helping America. You're actually dividing America. Nobody believes what you're saying. So the insanity with Rush just doesn't end there, folks.
So folks, here's where we are right now. If we see by Wednesday, this is Monday, if we see the mainstream polls by Wednesday or Thursday suddenly tightening,
which they didn't do,
if they suddenly show a close race,
no,
well, then we're going to know some things.
Yeah.
Among the things that we will know is that they were lying throughout the past 3 years. We know they've been lying for the past three. They've been lying about Russia.
Oh, boy.
Collusion, meddling.
Wrong.
Stealing the election. We know that was just a gigantic lie. There was never any evidence for any of that.
Oh, there was. But wait.
I mean, there's been one lie. In fact, there hasn't been, in 4 years, there hasn't been a single good thing reported about Donald Trump. Not a single positive thing. Stop and think of that. Those of you who are on the fence out there, if there are any of you, if you can't make up your mind, if something's odd, remind yourself of this. There hasn't been one positive thing reported about President Donald Trump in a four-year span of time.
Oh, come on, Rush. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. There hasn't been a positive thing reported about Donald Trump in a four-year span. That's because the failures, Rush, the failures of the Trump campaign over the past 4 years, his administration, the failures outweigh and outnumber and outgun the positive. So just look at Charlottesville. Good people on both sides. Even Lindsey Graham, Rush, said that Donald Trump was dividing America, not healing America. Our global image, Rush, is practically ruined and worsened by threats to end our participation in NATO. Our global image is basically shattered at this point and has got to be reconstructed. Family separations, when you look at that, and deaths of migrant children, you ask, who built the cages? Donald Trump says. What matters, Donald Trump, is that you put thousands of kids in those cages. I don't care who built the dang things, but you're the one that put the kids in them. And how about Trump's obsession with Obama? This never-ending obsession with Obama. led to withdraw the U.S. from the nuclear deal with Iran, leading to chaos in the Middle East. And then Donald Trump's decision on a whim to pull us, the U.S. troops, out of northern Syria and abandon U.S. allied Kurdish forces, benefiting Russia, Syria, and Turkey. And we can't let this one go either. How about the fact that Russia paid bounties to the Taliban linked Afghan militants to kill U.S. troops? And Donald Trump wouldn't even acknowledge it. So this is why, folks, it goes on and on. Trump's obsession with Obama again and trying to kill the Affordable Care Act, which provides 23 million Americans health care, trying to kill it in a pandemic without any replacement. No replacement, nothing to fill it with. It's insanity. It's insanity. Trump was impeached by Congress for urging Ukraine to launch investigations into the Bidens and withheld $400 million in Ukrainian aid to try to make it happen. And then, folks, as we know, the biggest failure of them all is COVID. COVID has been his biggest, the most epic failure of Donald Trump. Every day it gets worse. And that's one thing that Rush Limbaugh, you'll notice, and I listened to everything last week, everything. He never talks about COVID. Rush never talks about COVID because he knows it's a problem. How could you not know? The biggest failure of them all. Trump has always asserted in the beginning, when this began back in, what was it, February, that COVID was never dangerous and it will go away. Well, it hasn't gone away. How about when he said everyone's going to be tested, even when there were few tests available when this whole thing started? Everybody's going to get tested. And how about that little deal about Google setting up testing centers and helping with it? What happened to that? It just kind of floats away. Lies. How about the fact that we're close to a vaccine when Pfizer just last week urged patients and that they didn't know if their vaccine really worked? But Donald Trump says it's right around the corner momentarily. And then he says we're rounding the corner, and he repeated that today in Dubuque in every chance he gets, that we're rounding the corner on the virus. Almost daily he says this at rallies, and we're breaking new records for coronavirus. He's out of touch. He's out of sync. He'll destroy America with another 4 years if he's given the chance. He'll destroy it. And then when you go even further back, Trump's order to seal the border from Europe was so ill-conceived that it forced Americans to flee Europe. And when they got back to the U.S., the airports were understaffed with TSA agents, leading to large crowds standing next to each other for hours and hours and hours in the middle of a pandemic. If you're going to give an order for Americans to come home, that you're closing the borders, wouldn't you think you would make sure that you had enough staff to get them through promptly so that they weren't standing around within inches of each other in the middle of a pandemic? Ill-conceived. He doesn't get it. There's no organization with Donald Trump. So, folks, what it comes down to is 4 more years of Donald Trump mishandling COVID is going to ruin America, and it's going to end up killing Americans. And he still, to this day, is making fun of mask wearers. So, Rush Limbaugh, don't give me this case that the media never says anything good about Donald Trump, because the negatives far outweigh any of the positives. And we know you're saying all of this just because it's how you pay the bills. It's how you live the life of luxury. So, till then, folks, we're going to keep listening to Rush. We'll keep you appraised of what's going on.
This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.